Have you read this? Listen, a little book called Jude. Not chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, just Jude. Down in verse 14, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men. Now notice this. This is about the prophecies of Enoch, and three out of that book are quoted by the Spirit of God now in scripturated or the grotha of scripture. It's called the prophecy of Enoch. This is Enoch that walked with God. This is Enoch that prophesied. Listen, he's before Isaiah. He's before Jeremiah. He's before King David. This is long before the prophecies in Isaiah about the coming Messiah. We have now revelation that has come from Enoch that walked with God, listed here in the Word of God. Let's look at them. See, I'm quoting, see the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts that they have done in an ungodly way and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Well, against God, against Christ. Now, this is an amazing revelation here in the book of Jude that deals with a deep urgency. Now, even in that day, the Spirit of God guides Jude as he writes in verse 3, dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. Now he says this, for certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago. Listen, we're even talking about the Antichrist and many more who will rise in servitude to the Antichrist and globalism and all that they're going to do to bring, the pinnacle of deception and the apex of destruction. And this was known even before Isaiah, all the way back to Enoch. And the prophecies of Enoch here have been accurately captured and quoting from what might be the earliest of the earliest of prophecies. God gives Enoch insight. God gives Enoch prophetic revelation. And in reference to the last days, I mean, listen, Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years old, and that's about the kings of the earth, the nations and the people, as they take their stand against God and against the Messiah. This is about Armageddon. This is about the end. This prophecy in Mark foresees those final days, foresees even what Psalm chapter 2 is talking about, even what Revelation 16 in this demonically released power to seduce and draw the kings and the military leaders to Armageddon. Armageddon is the final place in a fallen world prior to the visible touching down of Christ of judgment. Anybody reading Revelation 19:20 can connect it with this verse. Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied, foretold. Same Spirit of God that gave Genesis 3:15. Same Spirit of God that 3,000 years ago gave the declaration, the insight, the warning, the invitation of Psalm chapter 2. The same Spirit of God that guided Isaiah concerning the first coming of Christ. The same Spirit of God that gave us the scripture of Matthew 24 and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and 1st John 2 and the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. So again, the same Spirit of God gives the same message, and here it's about the coming judgment. It's about the judgment. When Christ returns, he, in Revelation 19, he's the one that judges and makes war. But on who? on those who have gathered. See, the believers are now gone by this time. Revelation 19:11. We are with Christ. And in the descent of the living Christ on the ground are, well, maybe the billions, the hundreds of millions or millions that have gathered at Armageddon in their stand against God, their stand against the Lord's Messiah, in their goal of destroying Christ. Revelation 19:19 is clear that the beast, the Antichrist, and all of his armies are gathered there to make war on Christ as he descends in the second coming. I believe as Enoch prophesied, it's a foreseeing of this. Well, we can also say it's a reference to the great white throne judgment when all those who have, you know, rejected Christ, spit on the blood of Christ, said no to God, opposed God, you know, the Bible simply is clear. It's not because God wanted them to be lost. It's not because God didn't want them saved. The Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians 2, it's very clear, they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. As you look at the globalism and it's in the rise of globalism, as you look at what's going to be this critical mass of an spirit of Antichrist, and as Antichrist rises, and as the demonic realm manifests, and as Babylon grows, to the end of days there will be this outlandish, boastful mouth, proud, boastful, loud mouth of the Antichrist, attacking and blaspheming the God of heaven and all those who are there, gathering and deceiving and persuading all those on the earth. Long before all of this occurs, and even as we read it now in Jude. Listen, this is written about long before Jude. But in the development of Scripture, the Holy Spirit can take his words and bring it to another writer and intertwine it with broader revelation, quoting it, showing once again that there's one author to all of prophetic revelation, all of the Scripture. Enoch prophesied, and now in the Word of God, this one single perspective. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones. Now, if you look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, no question, there's thousands upon thousands of redeemed believers. There's no question in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, there will be thousands upon thousands of the angels of God. You must remember in the visible descent of the living Christ as promised, prophesied, foretold, in that actual day, we will have already been caught up, glorified, dressed in white, and joined to all those elect angels, and the thousands upon thousands shall be with Christ. Take a read today of Revelation 19:11 all the way down. There's Christ and his armies, his, the holy ones. There's the Antichrist, the beast, and his armies. It's very clear the outcome. The prophecy, obviously so vital, so important, the Spirit of God would pluck part of what Enoch said and add it to the New Testament for you and I as living words right now. As you see the globalists, the Luciferians, and others as they rise to power, remember, see, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts that they have done in an ungodly way. and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. You see, in Daniel 2,600 years ago, there is a boastful mouth. There is a blasphemy of heaven. You can see it in the world today. It seems that those who are inspired by the dark side do have blasphemous words and acts against God. Don't forget globalism, the coming Antichrist, is all about being against God and against Messiah. The growing manifestation of the demonic realm embedded in human lives, political ideology, and military development. It will all be about their acts, their way, their words, about them being against God. So, believer, today, as God would give insight concerning, oh yes, we can see the vast and ugly and horrific and destructive things they will do. We can see the plotting and planning of the attack of the body of Christ in Israel. We can see the harm and persecution, suppression and harm. We can see that cults and a sect and groups that are out there now, guided by the demons, do bring harassment and attack and persecution to real believers in Christ. But it's very, very clear. It will all end one day with total, total victory. You see, Revelation 19:19 is about the second coming of Christ. We've already been gathered up. We've already been glorified. Look at it, Revelation 19:11. But now, in the descent before the beginning of the great 1,000-year reign, where there's no war, no rape, no death, where there is, the rule and reign of Christ, the Prince of Peace. Before that begins, there is the end of radical evil. And Jude, verse 14 and 15, this is prophetic revelation about the end of radical evil, of war, of rape, of disease, of sin and death, and all the rest. There's a payday someday. Connected to this, Hebrews chapter 4, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight, His sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him, of God, to whom we must give account. Political leaders, military leaders, and all those who make commitment and make choices. Well, there's an accounting. As believers, there's the judgment seat of Christ dealing with us when we get there, whether we've done good or bad in the body as a believer. Yeah, judgment begins at the house of God. We can read about it in the book of Peter. But the final end of radical evil, the final accounting in the return of Christ, and then in the revelation of the great white throne judgment, God has a right to step in and stop what has been done to His creation and stop what no man in this fallen world system has been able to do. Revelation 19 is packed with four great hallelujahs to God, to Christ, because of the salvation and the end of radical evil. Even now we can expect it. Even now we can know. Even now, though, we must live in the mission of God, because God is not willing that any perish. So I could use this verse in sharing with hardcore individuals, telling them that they could be there in Revelation 19:20 if they don't come to Christ now. This is Russ Dizdar, 31 Days Ablaze.